Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Who is that, Auntie Janet?
Sister Shirley.
Sister Shirley, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Mom?
Yeah.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Amen. Good evening.
Hey.
Okay, while we're waiting for others to join, I'll pick up in Exodus 35. And it goes on to say that now Moses called a meeting to all the people and told them, "These are the laws of Jehovah you must obey. Work 6 days only, and the seventh day is a day of solemn rest, a holy day to be used to worship Jehovah. Anyone working on that day must die. Don't even light the fire in your homes that day." Then Moses said to all the people, "This is what the Lord has commanded. All of you who wish to, all those with generous heart, may bring these offerings to Jehovah, the gold, silver, bronze, spices, olive oil, and the stones. Come, all of you who are skilled craftsmen, having special talent, and construct what God has commanded us. The tabernacle tent and its covering, clasps, frames, bar, pillars, and basin, the ark and its poles, the place of mercy, the veil to enclose the holy place, the table it carried the poles and all of its utensil, the bread of the presence, lamp holders and lamp with oil, the incense altar and the carrying pole, the anointing oil and sweet incense, the curtain for the door of the tabernacle, the altar for the burnt offering, the bronze grating of the altar, and the carrying poles and utensil, the basin with the pedestal, the drapes for the walls of the courts, the pillar and their base, drapes for the entrance to the court, the posts of the tabernacle court and their courts, the beautiful clothing for the priests to be used when ministering in the holy place, the holy garment for Aaron and priests and for his son. And these are the offerings that should be brought to the Lord, Jehovah." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, look like we have Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, let's see if we had any other callers to join in. Let's see, Auntie Janet.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Okay, so I will do a roll call. If I miss anyone, please let me know. I have Sister Shirley, Auntie Bette, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Janet, Daddy, Mom, Angela, and myself. Did I miss anyone? Amen, amen. Welcome, everyone.
Yeah,
good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share, if not just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line by Angela.
Before we start, we did have Auntie Dot to join about it.
Auntie Dot, okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Amen. Good evening.
Please bow your head. My heart, praise the Lord, and with all that I am, I praise his holy name. With all my heart, I praise the Lord. I will never forget how kind he has been. The Lord forgives our sins, heals us when we are sick, and protects us from death. His kindness and love are a crown on our heads. Each day that we live, he provides for our needs and gives us the strength of a young eagle. O Lord, we lift our eyes to see your glory. We open our hearts to receive your love. We engage our minds to understand your truth. We offer our songs to praise your name. Lord, as we give you our lives, please take everything that we are so that we may reveal your blessings to the world. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that blessing, Angela. Look like we had another caller to call in. Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. All right, full house tonight. Okay, we're going to go right on into our program, and if you have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start with Auntie Carrie.
Oh, okay. I was going to read from our worker.
Amen.
Embracing God's grace. Grace is one of the most powerful words in the scripture because grace is the best gift God has given to us for our lives. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And unmerited favor extended by God to all who believe and accept God, riches at Christ's expense. Therefore, we must embrace God's grace and experience it fully, which consists of restoration, reconditioning, and renewal relationship. You are part, forgiven, and saved by grace of God. What is grace? It is God's love in action for those who deserve it. In Paul's letter to Philemon, verse 3, he writes, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a personal letter from Paul to Philemon concerning his runaway slave, Onesimus. Paul's purpose for writing this letter was to restore the slave back into Philemon, not as a slave, but as a brother in Christ who had came to be a Christian, came to be the Christian faith through Paul. In this letter, we hear Paul negotiate with grace. Notice, Paul didn't say grace, bring peace to you first, but he said grace unto you. Without embracing God's grace first, there is no peace. For God is grace. He gives us peace through his Son, Jesus Christ, who say, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Before Christ died on the cross, he spoke seven words, and the first word was forgive. Here in this letter, Paul writes, asks for me on to extend his forgiveness and not to love him as a slave. We can embrace God's grace. We release forgiveness. We can embrace God's grace. We extend it love. We embrace God's grace. We render favor. Embracing God's grace is delivered from dominion over sin. Embracing God's grace gives us courage to face life's obstacles as we travel this Christian journey. Sometimes the roads are rough and the hills are hard to climb, and we become tired and weak. But when we embrace God's grace, he provides strength, for there is strength in grace. Amen.
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 Thanks for sharing that, Auntie Carrie. Next, I'll go to Auntie Marie. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
yes. I'll be coming from 1 John, starting at the third chapter. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. This we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever commits sin transgress also the law. For the sin is the transgression of the law. And yet knows that he was manifested to take away our sin, that in him is no sin. Whosoever abide in him sinneth not. Whoever sinneth has not seen him yet. No. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sons of God. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Okay, Sister Shirley, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will continue in Ephesians,
amen,
the fourth chapter. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring in keeping the unity of the Spirit in the body of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who to above all, and through all, and in you all. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Let's see here. Daddy, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I think I read call to worship.
Yeah.
The grace of the Lord. full in it that are the world and they that dwell in them. Lift up your head, O gates. Even lift up your everlasting door. Let the King of glory here come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts is the King of glory. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. For praise is commonly for the upright. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thought of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God the Lord and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that reading, Daddy. Auntie Betty, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading out our daily bread.
Amen.
And my scripture is coming from Ecclesiastes 4, chapter 4. 4-16. It said, who am I working for? Henry worked 70 hours a week. He loved his job, and he brought home a sizable paycheck to provide good things for his family. He had planned to slow down, but he never did. One evening, he came home with great news. He had been promoted to the highest position in his company, but no one was home. Over the years, his children had grown up and moved out. His wife had found a career of her own, and now the house was empty. There was no one to share the good news with. Solomon talked about the need to keep a balance in life with our work. He wrote, fools fold their hands and run themselves, Ecclesiastes 4:5. We don't want to go to the extreme of being lazy, but neither do we want to fall in the trap of being a workaholic. Better one handful with equality than a handful of toil and chasing after the wind, verse 6. In other words, it is better to have less and enjoy it more, sacrificing relationship at the altar of success is unwise. Achievement is a fleeting, wealth relationship are what make our life meaningful, rewarding, and enjoyable, verses 7-12. We can learn to work to live and not to live to work by choosing to approach our time wisely. The Lord give us this wisdom as we seek him and trust him to be our provider, to spend time wisely, invest it in eternity. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Okay. Mom, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to be reading out of Nehemiah 1:3-11, and the subject is saying, confessing first. When Nehemiah heard about the condition of Jerusalem and the Jews, remnant, he was devastated. How could this happen to a
once glorious city and a great nation. Something terrible must have happened to change the fortune of his people so drastically. Nehemiah knew what it was the people had sinned against God. We sometimes think of sin as a Hardiman offense with very few real consequences. After all, we think, I am the only person affected by my sin, and that's only if I get caught. But Nehemiah could testify to the tragic consequences of the sin of his people. The whole nation had been devastated, and the city that stood as a symbol of God's greatness had become a disgraceful waste. As we survey the current state of African American community, many of us, like Nehemiah, are apt to weep and moan. Many of our cities have become waste, hurt, and many of our people are in great trouble and disgrace. Nehemiah, but the reason is not only the federal or sociological ills that are a byproduct of a century of racism policies. The reason also included sin, for which we are wholly responsible and for which we ought to confess to God as Nehemiah did. We have acted very wickedly to confess to God. As Nehemiah did, we have acted very weakly towards you. We have not obeyed the commandment, the stress and law you gave your servant Moses. As we seek to rebuild our community, we need to pray with the pay heed to Nehemiah Mauer. For the thought of relocation, a single person, or lay a single bridge, Nehemiah confessed Judaism's sin to the Lord. We need to confess our individual and cooperation sin as well. Recognize our responsibility for our present status and restore our relationship with our God. For only when we have restored that relationship will community restoration be possible. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Let's see, Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm reading from the upper room.
Amen. My word.
Spring has arrived in South Africa. Looking out my window after my daily devotion that morning, I was blessed to see a beautiful display and an ancient bush and a May bush in full bloom. Trees were also beautiful, adored in a glorious spring gift of greenery. As I enjoy this moment, I remember the word of Jesus. Why do you worry about clothes? Notice how the lily in the field grow. Why don't wear themselves out with work, and they don't spin clothes? But I say to you that even Solomon in all of his splendor wasn't redressed like one of these. Certainly we should be responsible and concerned about issues that affect us. But when we are concerned by worry, we can commit these concerns in faith and prayer to the Lord and then listen to God. Answer in our Bible reading, in our daily devotion, and in meeting and worship and fellowship with Christian friends. When we are worried, we can remember these practice and trust in God's promise. Loving God thank you for your faithful day by day and season by season. Help us to trust you always in all circumstances and to be faithful in prayer each day. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see, Auntie Janet, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Acts 1, verse 8, having to do with the Holy Spirit. But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And when he had said this, even as they were looking at him, he was caught up and a cloud received and carried him away out of their sight. It said we all need and want power. And Jesus promised in Acts 1:8, which we just read, that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. I don't know of any person who hopes and prays for weakness and inability. God desires for us to be powerful and live and enjoy power-packed lives. Lives that include victory over Satan and all of his wicked plots and plans. The Holy Spirit is the enabling power of God, and when he comes into our lives, we become more powerful. We might even say that our power level is dependent on the level that we surrender to him. Have we ever surrendered all the rooms in our lives to the Holy Spirit? Have you invited him into every area of your life? Or do you reserve a certain area for yourself where you want no interference from anyone, not even God? When the Holy Spirit is come upon us, we shall receive power. Our prayer is, God, fill us with your Holy Spirit that we might walk and live in power. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Mm. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading,
mm-hmm.
Auntie Janet. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Angela, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. People trust God all the time. Tell him all your problems because God is our protection. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to do what is good, who leads you in the way you should go. The Lord is good to everyone. He is merciful to all he has made. Keep a list of my tears. Don't be afraid because I have saved you. I have called you by name and you are mine. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessings on my head. Those who know the Lord trust him. He will not leave those who come to him. I don't have an easy solution or a magic wand. I have found someone far better. God himself. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Okay, I want to thank everyone for those reading, and now it's part of our show for the second shut in. So, if everyone would bow their head, please. Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the works that you are doing for Daddy Verna, Sister Shirley, Ruth Edwards, Aunt, Auntie Betty, Uncle Willie, Latoya and Loretta Simmons, Auntie Marie, Dwight Thomas, Carlos and the Well family, the Rossiter family, Miss Vicky family, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann and family, DeMarcus, Rochelle Bessler, Tony, the Williams family, the Moody family, Eric, Desert Kendrick, Jesse and Doretha Verna, Kevin Avery, Brian, Eileen Holiday, the Boyers family, Malachi, Valerie Crockett, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, for there is still power in the blood. We ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we ask that you go into our nursing homes, our hospitals, and our battlefield, and heal them as well. Father God, we know that all things are possible with you. So right now, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for complete healing in our sick and shut-ins. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Okay, we reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays for the week of March 6th through the 12th. Any birthdays we need to recognize for that week?
Brittany is on the 9th.
Brittany?
Yeah,
Brittany.
And my niece, Tina, on the 9th.
Christina?
Tina.
Tina? Mm-hmm. On the 9th? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see here. Auntie Marie, would you do us the honor of singing happy birthday? Okay, all right. Let's see here. Auntie Betty.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, Daddy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to all of you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you for coming through for us, Daddy. All right. Praise God. Happy birthday to all. Okay. We reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, and if not, you can say pass. So I will start with Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read out of Psalm 9, 1 through 17. It says, stop, look, listen, and obey.
Amen.
Lord, you have our dwelling place throughout all generations. What a marvelous expression of God's protection. Meditation on Psalm should motivate us to trust the one who provides protection for us in all circumstances, because God has been our refuge and worthy of our trust. We need to stop, look, listen, and obey. First, we should stop to think and pray about our actions before we do them. Second, we should look into God's word and see what it tells us concerning God's standards and will be our lives. Third, we need to listen to God's direction. We know that if we follow the advice of the immortality individual, find unspeakable joy. Last, we need to obey when what God reveals, because he will show us the best path for our life. After all, before the mountain was born of you brought forth the earth and the world, for everlasting to everlasting, you are our God. Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you for sharing that with us, Mom. Amen. Okay, let's see, Auntie Betty, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Well, I try to do what I've been doing all the time.
Amen.
Amen.
One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together. One more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time. Oh, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to serve together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time, God has allowed us to come together. One more time, oh, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together. One more time. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that beautiful song with us, Auntie Betty. And amen. Amen. Okay, I will go next, and I will come out of Joe Osteen. The title is Feed Your Faith. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. The reading is out of 1 John 5:4. As a child of God, you have the power within you to overcome the world. That includes everything in the world and everything that the world brings your way. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing the word of God. As you hear the word of God and store it in your heart, your faith in God grows stronger. When the enemy tries to attack you through sickness, fear, worry, or financial mishap, just put your faith to work by declaring the word of God. Declare by his stripes you are healed. Declare that perfect love casts out all fears. Declare that God shall supply all your needs. Declare that because you are born of God, you have faith to overcome the world. Store the word of God in your heart today so you can declare it in a day of need. Amen.
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 Amen. Feed your faith. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Okay, Sister Shirley, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem?
Just short reading. God is awesome. Only one life, yet only one. Soon will his sleep hours be done. Then, in that day, my Lord to meet and stand before his judgment seat. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Amen.
Amen. God is awesome. Amen. Okay, Auntie Marie, any praise report, testimony?
I'm going to be reading from Psalm, the 24th chapter, starting at the first verse. The earth is the Lord, and the wilderness thereof, the world and there that dwells in it. For he has bound it upon the sea, and they established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Whom shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and pure heart, who has not lifted up souls unto vain nor for deceitful, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the Lord of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek his face of Jacob. Lift up your head and eat, and let me start over. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strength and mighty, the Lord mighty in power. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King? Who is the King of the glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Let's see here, Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony?
Yeah, now read some of Psalm 34.
Amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see, Auntie Dodd, any praise report, testimony?
I pass.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Okay, Daddy, any praise report, testimony you want to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm going to try this old hymn.
Amen.
Amazing Grace.
Amen.
Amazing Grace. That is the name of it. Amazing. Then great, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. What a great that
between my daughter and her 8-year-old son. My daughter was enjoying a snack, and she said, that just made me feel good in my soul. Her son says, no, it doesn't. God makes your soul feel good. Amen.
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 Thank God for children.
Amen.
Keep us grounded. Amen. Praise God.
Wow.
Praise God. thank you for sharing that with us, Angela. And I do believe T. Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I would like to share the poem, the prophetic poem by Dr. Therese.
Okay.
I am a candidate for miracles. Miracles, miracles, miracles we cry. Miracles, miracles we prophesy. Miracles in our mind, miracles so divine. Supernatural power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, God. You are the one in whom we boast. Miracles today. Miracles, miracles, miracles today. Miracles, miracles. Let us see you greatly displayed. Your holy word is spoken. Tell us every curse is broken. We have not because we ask not now. Oh, my God, I am understanding how miracles flow. Where we walk, miracles flow when we talk. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Release, Lord, your awesome plan. Miracles, let us see them now. Oh, my God, only you know how. Miracles, miracles in our family. Let the oppressed go free. Change their heart and mind, oh, God. And give them liberty. Miracles in our families. Miracles in our land. Miracles in our government. Reveal your awesome plan. Miracles, miracles, miracles. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that reading with us, Auntie Janet. Amen. Amen. Okay. Amen. Amen. Let's see if there anything anyone wants to share before Angela come to us with the closing prayer. You may do so now. If not, bow your head, please.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. May the God of peace, who raised Christ from the dead, strengthen your inner being for every good work. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon you and dwell within you this day and evermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Hey, thank you for that prayer, Angela. And that concludes our program for tonight. The Nettles family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. And as always, the show was great. There was enough shared that would help us have a victorious week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Shirley came to us out of Ephesians 4, one God, one faith. And she came back with a reading on God is awesome. Auntie Betty came to us out of Ecclesiastes 4:16, love God is our provider. And a song one more time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mom shared with us out of Nehemiah, confession. Confess to God. Came back with Psalm, stop, look, listen, and obey. Dad came to us out of call to worship. The glory come in. Let the glory come in. And followed by him, Amazing Grace, our old song. What such memories. Angela shared with us, trust God at all times. And then she came back with a wonderful story shared with her grandson. Thank God for children. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Auntie Carrie shared with us about embracing God's grace out of the workers. And she came back and shared out of Psalms 3, bless the Lord at all times. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Auntie Janet shared with us out of Act 1, Holy Spirit, let the Holy Spirit come upon us. And then she came back again that miracles actually happen. Auntie Doc shared with us out of the upper room, help us to trust the Lord at all times. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And last but not least, Auntie Marie shared with us out of 1 John, the sons of God, followed by Psalms 24, the fullness of the Lord. So there's a lot of things that were shared tonight that should help us have a victorious week.
Amen.
And we... Amen. And we all know that God is here for us. So we can give him any situation and he will take care of us. We can just call on the name of Jesus when we run through trials and tribulation. Remember to put God first in all that you do and put on your full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. For God says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we're trusting and believing in his words. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Uh-huh.
I forgot about my prayer revolt.
Okay, share.
Yeah, it was Sunday. The other week, I think. By the way, my tech grew with all these dates. I've been in the hospital. Now I am at home. Now. God bless my wife to stay right with me. And I miss her when she do go to the house and come back like she ain't never come back. Come back. I don't want to lie down there cold. It's cold, too.
Praise God.
Wait, let me be at home with me and my wife. She don't have to sleep in no recliner. Now she can sleep in the bed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that praise report with us, Dad. We're happy that you're home as well. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, so we put on our full suit of armor this week. Amen.
Amen.
May everyone have a blessed week. Jesus loves you, and so do we. Have a good night, and we love you all. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Love you.
Good night.
Good
night.
Good night. Good night. Love you all.
Love you too.
Good night.
Night.
This is a prayer for you for the week. Dear Father, I am so thankful for your love and peace. I'm thankful that you are faithful even when I am not. Thank you for your promises of victory. I bless you today. With the fruit of my lips, I give you thanks and praise all day long. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you today. May everyone have a blessed week. From the Nellens family and friends, we love you all. Have a good night.